Hi, Lindy. When you look at Sunday being almost this mystical, biblical experience, just how good is it to see your guys this morning and just to focus on a hockey game, an important game in a series, but with not maybe all the side elements around it being talked about?
Yeah, well, you know, we started with a meeting to talking about game one is over. And we're on to game two, and game two can take a whole new look. It can be a lot of, there's a lot of stuff that can happen that changes. You know, we got a team that's going to be desperate. No team wants to go down 2-0. We'd like to push it to 2-0.
Lindy, when you look at it, the way the Bruins played, it was successful for them for a while in that game. Would you expect to see a lot of the same with the way they played the first 40 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, you know, I think they believe in the way they play. You know, we believe in the way we play, and we stuck with it. We made a couple mistakes that we paid for, and they took advantage of. Try to eliminate those mistakes and a couple breakaways we gave up. I thought our guys stuck to our game plan and played a heck of a game.
Lindy, you said the other night, you know, that you're not going to make changes to the power play that's in the slump, but how important is consistency and persistency on the power play, and how do you work against the Bruins' penalty-killing unit?
You know, again, we're at a time of the year where you got to believe in what you're doing. We didn't solve pressure good enough. We looked at a lot of different plays, and our loose puck recoveries weren't good enough. A lot of areas we can improve in. Not saying we may or may not take a piece out of there, but there was some good in it. If you want to focus on the bad, there's bad in there too. Just like their power play, they had some bad, they had some good. Typically, power plays are really hard this time of year.
We saw Matthias at his best the other night. I mean, just, you know, defensively, he had the goal. Just, what has he kind of evolved into this year?
Who's that?
Matthias. What has he kind of evolved into this year? Because, I mean, we know he could be a shutdown defenseman, but he's added the offense. I mean, he's evolved into something special, I guess. What is it in your own words?
He's evolved into a real solid, good two-way defenseman. Can play against anybody, can be physical, can score goals. He has a complete game. As simple as that.
Hey, Lindy. I know you weren't around during Rasmus's formative years, but can you appreciate how an 18-year-old has grown, and how have you seen him evolve into a leadership role over the past 2 years, and just how he's evolved into the person he is at 26 right now?
Yeah, I can't imagine that, you know, along this journey he's been on, it's been easy, because there's been a lot of tough years, including last year. It's a tough year. Tough year to grow, go through the adversity we went through, but continue to trust in what we talked about and how we needed to play and the physicality we needed. And I really think he bought into, you know, taking ownership of a lot of situations on the ice, being honest with players, myself, and, you know, trying to set a standard that is most days tough to live up to. But in conversations with Raz and how we need to play and our leadership group, they all bought into we just need to get better, continue to get better. I mean, we're looking at game two. We want to get better. We can't be satisfied with the way we played, and there's areas of the game that we know we need to be better.
Lindy, when you look back at the tape from game one, guess what stood out about UPL's game as it wore on from the first into the third, and what do you want to see him improve on for?
In whose game? Or
in UPL. In goal,
oh, goal UPL? Center.
Yeah.
I thought UPL gave us a solid game. You know, if you look at their first opportunity that went in, it was a block shot that went right to another guy, so he set up for that shot, and the guy hit his spot. I thought both breakaways, he gave us a big save that allowed us to keep that game where it was, to give us a chance to get back in the game. And, you know, we got back from being down two. If down three is a tougher task for sure. And, you know, first real hard playoff look for him, and I think he answered the bell.
Lindy, Alex Tuck had 9 hits the other night. That's not a normal night for anybody. So does that say to you that he's heard a message you've delivered to the group or to him specifically? And can you kind of fit that into his normal game or his full season?
Yeah, I think playoffs are a different animal. I think, you know, players just get out of character in big moments, whether that's blocking shots, hitting people, not running around looking for hits. If the hits are there, he's been able to get in the way and slow people down. And I don't know if you looked at it, if you had devastating hits or if they were bumps or if they were cutoffs. But, you know, typically you're using your body to get the puck back or slow somebody down. And by no means was a focus of ours.
You stuck by Jack Quinn. You know, showed a lot of faith in him when he was going through some of those goal-scoring slumps earlier this year. I'm curious where you've seen him grow to the point where he had a pretty big impact on that game, especially late on that go-ahead goal.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that continuously, even through his, I guess you call it slump, when he wasn't scoring, was getting grade-A chances. I think when you look at numbers and every night he's got his expected is a lot better than it was. I had conversations with him. It's eventually going to start to go in. There was a couple times we even laughed about I can't believe that this opportunity can go in. I hit my mark and it hit the butt end of the goaltender's stick. And he set forth last summer to improve his level of skating, which I think he has. His shot's always been great. He's been able to knock people off pucks now. He's done a lot to get his game right where it needed to be. Did he go through a tough stretch? Sure. But was he getting the opportunities and still making good plays? He was during that stretch.